it was a fun time in Bunbury yesterday at the Bunbury Wildlife Park. Chatting on the line now to Kelly, who does a lot of the work behind the scenes, one of the people in charge. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Alan. I'm great. How are you?
I am well. We got to meet a few of your close friends at the wildlife park. For people that aren't aware what animals are there, could you let them know?
Oh, jeepers. We've got kangaroos and our very friendly emus who you met today, and I think we've all still got bruises. We've got wombat, we've got plenty of parrots, we've got a beautiful western ringtail possum. We've just acquired him. He's a critically endangered animal.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, he's beautiful. Our red-tailed black cockatoos, snakes, lizards, plenty of things, potoroos. The list is some gorgeous peacocks who've now got their full tails. So if you're lucky, you might even catch a peacock spreading its tail.
Yeah, this is the time for it, isn't it? Spring at the moment. All the animals seem pretty active.
Oh, they're all pretty excited at the moment. They love it, having our visitors and getting up close and personal.
Yeah. What type of guests do we normally see at the Bunbury Wildlife Park?
We actually get all types. We had we got a review on TripAdvisor the other week that said it was great for ages 0 to 110.
Yeah.
Which I reckon really sums it up. We get a lot of school groups come through. Kids all come and have their birthday parties here, which is always heaps of fun. We've got a gazebo and a barbecue out the back, and they can just run around and play with all the animals and have a cake and whatnot.
Yeah.
Absolutely suitable for everybody. And there's paths all the way through the park. So for wheelchair access and pram access and whatnot, it's totally suitable for everybody.
It's very cool because you can actually feed the animals as well. You get a bit of feed. The bird was sitting on your shoulder at one point.
Yeah, that's Lexi. Lexi loves me. You have to be very careful with earrings and whatnot because Lexi also loves to chew out earrings. But you can get very up close and personal, and you took a great selfie today. We're starting a new trend, aren't we, with kangaroo selfie?
Yeah, forget the quokka selfie. It's all about the kangaroo selfie. I feel like they're a little bit easier to obtain, and they look pretty cool. I think I nailed it.
Yeah, I think you kind of did, although the kangaroo stole the show just a tad.
Yeah, just a little bit. You can also, feed not only the birds, some of the birds there, you can also feed the kangaroos as well. That was pretty cool.
You can definitely feed the kangaroos. They love it. And when it's a bit quieter, they get super excited because they love seeing the kids and, eating right out of your hand and getting a bit of a scratch. So they love it. They absolutely love it.
Absolutely. What days are you guys open and what times?
10 till 5 and 7 days a week, except for Good Friday, Christmas Day and Boxing Day.
Perfect.
Only 3 days we're closed. But, otherwise 7 days a week, and we've got a cafe attached so you can grab a nice Bunbury coffee and a hamburger and lunch and everything from the cafe at the same time. And we're right next door to the Big Swamp Playground. So there's no end of fun.
That's great. That's really good. And also, before I let you go, there's that event coming up as well very soon for artists.
Yeah, we're having an Art in the Park Day on the 30th of September. It's Sunday after the grand final day, so if you're looking for something nice and quiet to do, maybe not so quiet. There'll probably be a heap of kids here. But anyway, Dad can sit under a tree and chillax while everyone else goes around. We'll have artists here showing how they do their work and art for sale and whatnot. So it'll be a really lovely family-friendly day, and hoping to get some music and stalls and all sorts of stuff. So definitely looking forward to that. So that's on the 30th of September.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for the chat today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Alan. Make sure you guys come visit anytime.
Al's Furry Pals. Thanks to Bunbury and Eaton Vet Clinics. Modern medicine, compassionate care.
I'm now joined in the studio by Dr. Braden. Today, talking itchy dogs.
Yep.
Obviously, the season's changing. Has a bit of an effect with that, molting and whatnot.
Yep, and coming into spring, this is the biggest problem we see. I'd say probably half the dogs we see over springtime come in because they've got itchiness or skin problems. So, it's something we really need to address quite seriously.
Well, I guess how do we fix itchy dogs?
good news is that there's actually new treatments coming on the market, and there's a new product which will be available later on this year. So first thing is, if your dog's had recurrent problems with the skin, go and chat to your vet because there are new treatments available.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do more than ever before. But really, we want to be very proactive on these dogs. So if your dog's had problems before, then my sort of home recipe for minimising progress of the problem is actually to bath your dog quite frequently.
Yep.
So we used to think you shouldn't bath dogs too often because you'd get rid of the oils that protect the coat. We know with these dogs with skin problems, quite often that oil barrier is defective anyway. So by washing the dog, using an oatmeal-based shampoo is what I recommend. Leave it on for 10 to 15 minutes, then rinse it off. And what you're doing is you're washing the pollens and everything off that might be contributing to the itchiness, and then using an oatmeal-based conditioner to and leaving that on, so not rinsing it off, and that helps really soothe the skin, but also creates a bit of a barrier function. So that's a really useful thing to do. I also find zinc and fatty acid supplements are really good for these itchy dogs. So once again, my silly dog Marvin, he's got skin problems. He's got every problem just about. He's a bad example of what a dog should be. Yeah, it's like the plumber's tap.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Yep, so I find for him zinc and fatty acid supplements every day, and really starting before you see a problem, that really helps just prevent the problem from flaring up quite so much. So before I was using that, I was putting him on steroids on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Once we start using things like zinc and fatty acid supplements, a lot of dogs we can completely avoid steroids or nasty drugs, and other times we can minimise their usage. So that's a really useful thing for us to do. Antihistamines can be another useful thing, but antihistamines are really a little bit hit and miss. So each antihistamine's got about a 30% chance of working in a dog.
Okay, yeah.
We generally actually use human antihistamines, but what I would recommend is just talking to your vet to get the right dose, because you don't want to overdose or underdose your dog, and it's important that we get these things right. And really check for smells, because if your dog's smelling bad, that's a sign that they've got an infection and they need to see a vet. There's nothing you can really do on a home treatment basis for that.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's really the long and the short of it.
Yeah, some great advice as we are moving eventually into spring. I don't believe it right now, but, yeah, we'll get there sooner than later.
I hope so.
Thanks for the chat, mate.
Thank you.
I've got Caitlin here with me, who is the business... business manager?
Business development manager.
Sorry, I've messed up that title completely. but you're very, very busy. I always see you walking around here getting everything done. What actually does your role entail?
So I try and get more business for the hotel. Mm-hmm. I do a bit of function work as well. And just helping along, you know, getting people more aware of the renovations that we're doing at the moment. And obviously with the new bar opening, getting that all sorted, ready.
You guys have quite a different amount of venues for different businesses that are looking to host things, don't you?
Yeah, so we have like the new bar, which will be opening mid-September, which will be called Zaboo.
Oh.
It's even going to have like a full alcoholic bubble tea machine. You know, like...
All right, I'll come. Give a twist to my arm.
So that'll be ready soon. And then, obviously, we have the Unwind restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then, on top of that, we have the hotel itself and our function rooms.
Excellent. I love the revamps you guys have done. Just down here alone, it's obvious as soon as you walk in, it's a fresh coat of paint, but it looks like you put a lot of money into it.
Yeah, they have. They've done a lot, and... It really needed a revamp.
Yeah.
Like, it really, really needed one. It was stuck in the 80s for a little while.
Yeah.
And it, like, a lot of people are commenting on how good it does look now and how nice it is just to even come in and have a coffee and just chill out for a few hours.
Absolutely. So this is now turning into that place, the perfect place, cause obviously right in the middle of Bunbury, to take those clients if you have to do your business.
Yeah, and we have so many options available. Like, we can do sundowners. We can open up the bar, you know, early afternoon and just have some casual drinks. We've got a boardroom for client meetings. We've got private dining rooms. We've got a grand ballroom for up to, like, 350 people.
Yeah, okay. So, I've had a chance to check that. I've heard it's pretty good, but...
It is, and it's just been painted and got all new lights and everything, so everything's coming together well.
Seems like it's all happening. If people want to get in touch with you, how's the best way to do so?
Via email, probably. It's bdm@lordforesthotel.com.au.
Excellent. Or they can just call up here and ask for you, and I'm sure they'll find you.
Yeah, easy. Perfect.
Well, it seems like it's all happening here, and I look forward to checking out the alcoholic iced tea.
Yeah, that's going to be the best. That's the best thing that's coming.
Mark your words. No, I love it. Thank you very much for the chat today.
No worries. Thank you.
From Bunbury, and someone that works very hard behind the scenes in regards to everything that's going on with the accommodation is Kim. I have her now. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. I'm telling you what, I am well rested. Stayed here last night. These rooms... I stayed here a few years back. The rooms look completely different now. Great revamp.
Yes. Basically, over the last 2 years, we've actually done up the third, fourth, and fifth floors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a full new decor and also newly renovated bathrooms.
Yeah, the bathrooms are great because I had a bath and a shower in my room. That's not often you get both.
No. Yeah, so it is great. So we have so many different room types here. So, yeah, we do have the big spa baths, or otherwise we just have the normal family bath. Mm-hmm. And the separate showers.
Yeah, so what type of rooms do we have? Because you obviously cater to so many different types of people that come through here.
Yeah, correct. So we actually have the king superior king rooms. Mm-hmm. We've got the deluxe queen and deluxe king. Mm-hmm. We've also got one bedroom and two bedroom apartments, and we've also got the corner family and junior suites available.
That's
for
great.
The guests. Yeah.
This is the perfect hub. If you're coming to Bunbury, you want to check out everything in here. This is the perfect hub. You are smack bang in the middle of town, and my room looked over on the beach, so it's pretty good.
It's amazing, yes.
Didn't need to revamp the beach. It's just
No. So the view is, spectacular.
But even when you walk in here a few years ago, you walked in, and let's be honest, it was a little bit dated. Now it looks fantastic. You've got all the plants hanging around, and also this kind of, I don't know, I want to say Tuscan theme when you first walk in as well.
It's meant to be a modern chic kind of eclectic kind of mix of furniture and decor that we've actually basically putting throughout the lobby lounge. So,
No, that's great. And so it looks fantastic. Obviously, you've got rooms available right now. People can come in catering to not just families, but people here on business. Yeah. Basically, you name it, you guys can cater for it.
Exactly. And it's really great that we have a special offer on. So if you actually book a family room or otherwise just a general stay, you can. It's $159,
wow.
And that's for a superior king ocean views. And we've also got the family ocean views available as well, and that's $189.
That is really under $200 for a right smack bang in the middle of Bunbury. That is really, really good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, hopefully people jump on that. What's the best place? Where's the best place to go to book?
Yep. So if you can call direct. So that's on 9726 5777, or otherwise email reservations@LordForestHotel.com.au.
Excellent. Well, Kim, thanks for the chat today, and I'm looking forward to going back to my room for a cheeky nap after the show.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
We're going to keep it going right here at Triple M, live from Hotel Lord Forest. Live at the Best Western Plus Hotel Lord Forest, all part of All Allen Adventures today in Bunbury, tomorrow Greenbushes, and then on Friday we're going to be in Margaret River. And someone that's along for the journey with me is Renee Pender, Lady Renee from the Triple M Street Patrol. Hello.
Hey, Al.
How you doing? Did you get a good sleep last night in here?
I certainly did. I've never stayed here before, but I have been past it and been inside it many of time, but I had the best sleep ever.
Best ever.
Forever.
All right, try and sound a little bit older. Yesterday, we went around Bunbury, had a look around at all the different things going on. Went to Taffy's.
Yes, been to Taffy's before. Love Taffy's.
Mm-hmm.
Learned a little bit about their history as well. I learned about how they actually make everything.
Went behind the scenes, and it was very hard resisting putting our hand under the chocolate fountain that was there. Speaking of chocolate fountains, they have one here, by the way, for breakfast. Notice that you dived into that one already. Also, we went to the art gallery, had a quick look around there.
Beautiful piece of art.
Different exhibitions happening all the time, so check it out. And also the Bunbury Wildlife Park. That was cool.
That was awesome. I've never been there. I've been in the Southwest for nearly 2-3 years, actually, and never been there. And I got to feed a kangaroo.
You did. And, Amy, you got to feed on me.
Yes.
We'll upload that video a little bit later.
As we learned, Alan, you have a fear of birds. So when walking into the bird enclosures, you freaked out, and you bravely held a beautiful bird as well. And then you fed an emu, which I think has put you 10 steps back now.
Yeah, but the thing is, you put the food in your hand, and then you put the hand, and the emu was called Elvis, by the way. So I'm like, that's endearing. I'm sure this will be a nice emu.
He had a like Elvis.
And you can see in the video that we're going to upload fairly soon, the emu goes for the food, but just it takes my hand with it. It's just delicious hand.
Takes your hand. You had a little red spot on your head. They're not bad. They're not vicious or bad birds. They're just big and hungry.
And now I'm going to add emu to my menu. Quite often now after
Alan.
That. I'm going to find Elvis. I'm going to eat him. That's the real world. But we are staying here. Well, obviously, breakfast happens every day as well till 10 o'clock. I'm looking forward to the Kings and Queens breakfast as well, the buffet breakfast. Champagne on weekends. That's from 6:30 till 10:30. Get around that.
I know. So there's a chocolate fondue for the kids and a glass of bubbly for the parents. Everybody wins.
You're going to do both. I already know it. Live right now at the Best Western Plus Hotel Lord Forest. I'm joined by the Deputy Mayor of Bunbury. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thanks, Al. Thanks for having me.
What's it been? You've been filling in for Gary Brennan. Has been, nearly 2 weeks now?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Gary's over in Alaska at the moment, checking out some scenery. So, I'm in the big chair for now.
Loving it. How's it been so far? Not too much pressure?
So far, so good. I think the CEO's looked after me with a couple of the agenda. It's been last week's agenda or last night's agenda was fairly straightforward. So, it's business as usual, really, and the city keeps ticking along.
Let's talk about last night. One of the big talking points that we were discussing early on the show today was the farmers market looking to expand a few things on their property. What did we get out of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So last night for them, I think, was fairly clear cut. They were just looking to do some some expansions, some storage of refrigeration facilities there. So they did lose two bays. I think, it would require an extra two bays. However, that's what really came up with the discussion was the whole parking area out there.
Okay, yep.
They are above and beyond compliant with what they need to. I think they have about an extra 80 bays than what's actually required during our town planning scheme. Of course, being a very popular venue out there, it is creating a fair bit of traffic, though. So the whole parking issue is a totally different issue, though, and they're currently working through that with the city, with Main Roads, and with some other people out there of how they might be able to fix some of those issues. But, yeah, obviously last night they were just looking to do some extra, some more capital investment. Mm-hmm. And obviously, yeah, it's been very successful out there. And I've heard stories of people all over Australia who are coming to the farmer's market because they've heard of it.
So it's number one on TripAdvisor, which is just strange to me. But still, you know, people can go for their life. They are doing the right things in the sense of even off-site parking for staff as well.
Yes. So they acquired some land to do that. They've obviously got a temporary car park across the way. So as I said, they're looking for more permanent solutions on how to do that. But as you can imagine, it's not a very easy situation with the setup with the intersection there as well. But as I said, very encouraging that business because it does draw a lot of people to the area coming through to stop there and stop near Bunbury.
Absolutely. Now, mate, we are live right here at the Best Western Plus Hotel Lord Forest. When was the last time you were here?
I've stayed here a couple of times, not so long ago actually, after a night out. I just decided to stop in here and get a room rather than get a cab home. So,
smart.
There was a renovated room at that time, and it was actually a very nice room, so I can certainly highly recommend this place.
Yeah, the renovations do look great. You did mention when you first went, you were like, where's the pool? They've still got the pool. Yeah. It's just kind of hidden away now, but...
Yeah, it does look fantastic down here. They've obviously got the breakfast set up down here. I won't be making the same jokes you've been making there, Al, about how many breakfasts we've been eating. So.
No, you can if you want.
But, it's looking really good. And, seeing people spend and invest money in the city is fantastic. So hopefully that sort of stuff continues and hopefully it draws people to our city.
Especially smack bang right in the middle of the CBD as well. Obviously, more people staying here, the more people are going to be walking to get their food and shop and whatnot like that. And that's exactly what we need for the CBD at the moment.
Absolutely. So there's a whole bunch of talking about what our city needs and what our, between the different things with parking and empty shops, whatnot. But the more thing that we can draw people into the actual city who are staying here, living in here, whatnot, shopping in here, obviously that creates that vibrancy and that's going to make everything tick along all right, I think.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, thanks for the chat today, mate. Thanks for coming by and stopping by and coming to the hotel, and you can get yourself some breakfast if you want, if there's any left.
Thank you very much for having me. Cheers, Al.
Live right now at the Best Western Plus Hotel Lord Forest, smack bang in the middle of Bunbury, enjoying the breakfast. I've managed to get a little bit of it now. Renee has had about 5 dozen plates, not dobbing her in. And a man that's responsible for a lot of the food here is Josh the chef. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
Let's talk about what's been going on here. Obviously, the revamp, everything looks great, and the food's looking great as well. What are we doing at the moment?
Nothing special. I think we're just going with the classic yep. hotel food, but just making sure it's got plenty of flavour and plenty of taste.
We had a couple of steaks yesterday. Renee had a steak. I'm dobbing her in once again. She said it was outstanding. It's funny, steak on a menu, it seems so simplistic, but you've got to get it right.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I think we do it pretty well. Top quality meat that we get from the local farmers and that. So, yeah, no, it's good.
That's excellent. So local produce going into all the food then?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a big stand up for here in the southwest. You guys have got different things coming up. I know you've got these big breakfasts on weekends.
Yeah, we've got most of our kitchen staff are European. Mm-hmm. So, they've been pushing us to put on a bit of a European-themed breakfast. So uh-huh. we're going all out on the weekends now with a Kings and Queens breakfast.
Yeah, I heard when I hear European, like I get nervous for a second. I'm like, European is in like people aren't going to be wearing as many clothes. Everyone's weirdly tanned. But the Kings and Queen breakfast, that's champagne while eating breakfast. That's like a dream, right?
Oh, definitely. It's not just for Melbourne Cup Day.
Yeah. Also, on top of that, you guys do normal breakfast throughout the rest of the day anyway on weekdays with the European breakfast.
Yeah, we do the normal buffet, special buffet on the Monday to Friday, and then on the weekends we do the Kings and Queens.
Absolutely. What else is going on? I know you guys got some sundowners coming up and whatnot.
Yeah, we've got a lot of functions coming up, a lot of sundowners in the newly revamped bars and all that. So,
do you cater for all the different functions that are going on? Do you do all the catering right here?
Yes, we do.
Oh,
yes.
That's great. So it's all cooked in-house. That's great.
Yeah, definitely.
What type of things would you expect to see when a normal kind of function with finger foods?
Oh, definitely... variety of stuff actually. Like this weekend we've got some like barbecue platters that come in over their ribs and their sliders and
ribs for finger food. Oh,
definitely ribs.
What is going on? Why aren't I just doing functions here? I'm gonna start dividing myself to them.
No, that's great. What else is going on here?
We've got a new French chef, a new Italian chef, so we're going
very
across
European.
All.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a bit of language issues in the kitchen.
Oh, really? What's that like? You don't get all Gordon Ramsay, do you?
No, well, the Italian chef, you're not sure whether he's still talking or it's just...
Well, you can't let him talk too much because you'll get nothing done because they talk, don't notice Italians talk with their hands. So he's like, all right, you just need to focus on the cooking, mate. Well, mate, well, I'm looking forward to getting stuck into this breakfast a little bit more. Thanks for the chat today, Josh. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.